They say, the guy said, finger her, then stop and start doing the kissing. While at it, let your finger dry. If she got STI, your fingers will start itching. Why am I shaking? It's like I'm afraid of you.
Yeah, I'm enough. It's the, what do you call it?
It's the juju.
It's
the voodoo.
It's the charisma.
It's the fun. Okay, Bilal.
Yes, my officer.
Are you ready for me?
I don't understand. Am I ready for you? It sounds ambiguous.
Guys, I'm very sorry. I need to cough. It's necessary.
Very necessary.
Hey, people of the internet. So, once again, welcome to my podcast. And today I'm here with Aliyu Bilal. And I've known Bilal for a very long time. And I know he can shake tables when it comes to that particular moment. I mean, he's very good.
Shaking tables.
Yeah, I know. He knows what I mean.
I don't know anything.
Yeah, I think you are just going to start with a conversation very quickly because it's very jovial. So whatever he says, please don't take it very serious. And definitely, you know, And definitely, you know what I'm going to say, that you guys should subscribe. Don't forget to leave a like and also put your comment in the comment section. I mean, you are going to enjoy this one. I'm very, very sure.
Okay. If you are not subscribing,
I know him very much.
If you are not subscribing for him, at least do it for me.
Yeah, just do it for him.
I'm in business. I'm here to be the favorite, guest. So if you are not doing it for him, just do it for me.
I think I will say it off camera, whatever I want to say about this, my guest. All right, so we are just going to quickly dive in. Today we are just going to, you know, react to certain things, right? Not certain things, STI, sexually transmitted infections, how people got DS, what they know about it. So it's all on the social media out there. But then he happened to be a medical student. I happen to be a medical student. So, you know, we are going to share our views on it and then react to it, you know, have fun out of it. But then before I start, Aliyu has to tell us a little bit about himself. I know him very well, but then I feel like you have to hear it from the horse's own mouth. Who are you, Aliyu?
I'm a nobody. My name is Bilal.
Yeah.
I'm a medical student.
Yeah.
And I think that's all that is necessary.
Did you go to primary school where you were asked to write about myself?
Primary school is for is for regular people.
So would you just write that on the paper in case you were asked that day, that tell us about yourselves?
You said?
Would you have written that, I am Ali, I'm a medical student, if you were asked on that day to write about yourself in primary 3 or 4? You write more than that, right?
Of course I would.
Don't you feel like when we are growing up, you know, when they ask us about ourselves, you only have little to say, but that's when we have to have a lot to say.
Yeah.
Because we've had experiences and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. It's like a mental stuff.
Yeah.
The moment you are asked something personal about you.
Yeah. Is it that, like, you don't want to say it?
It disappears suddenly.
No, you don't want to say it. Like,
No. Actually, at the moment, like, I have no idea who I am.
So, all right, you will discover it as time goes on.
Yeah, of course you would.
So Bilal, like I said, we are going to just react to certain STIs.
Okay.
But before we do that, you've eventually told us about yourself, but there's a few questions I want to ask you. Are you really happy?
In what aspect?
In life, like are you
in
happy?
Life, yeah, I think I am. I think I'm comfortable. I think I'm satisfied right now at the point I am.
What do you mean by satisfied?
I'm satisfied. I think the pace at which mm-hmm. I'm moving in life, I think I'm comfortable with it.
Yeah.
You know, at least I'm getting to study what I want to study.
Good.
I'm living in some of my dreams.
Good.
So I think I'm comfortable with that. I don't need to go into details.
There's no need because you don't even have much time.
Today, it's not about me.
Exactly.
It's about
the internet.
So I think...
Okay, quickly. I feel like Bilal is actually the right person to talk this. I mean, I know him. So I know why I chose him to, you know, discuss this issue with him.
No, I need to understand why you think when it comes to STIs, why do you choose me?
You will know as time goes by. Guys, you have to forgive me because I'm not really feeling well. But then I think I really had to, you know, going for the conversation.
Maybe at the end of the day, we are going to react to how he got his oil.
We are going to talk about this stuff. Yeah, so tell me, this year so far, how much have you spent on protection?
On protection?
Yeah.
Wow. On protection, yeah, I think I've spent enough. I've spent enough.
On what and what?
On body armor. Because I'm a military student, I've forgotten to announce that.
Okay.
Yeah, I my life is my priority. So yeah. I spent a lot on I think the body armor is expensive, probably around $1,000.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So guys, quickly, I'm just going to dive into the
subject matter.
Yeah, the subject matter. So I feel like you're going to tell me about your experience when you first had your STI. I don't know if you're willing to share that.
Yeah, it was a life changing experience, and I think it would be necessary for me to talk about it so as to caution other people.
Oh.
You know.
Oh, that would be very interesting. All right. Yeah. But then before that, let me quickly talk about how people experience theirs before we talk about yours, because yours is the most important one, actually, because I get to see you in person. Yeah. Well, now, all these people are actually people I don't even know personally. They just shared their experiences online, and then I decided to read it out so that Bilal and I can react to them. So quickly, so this one, when you hear clap, it means chlamydia. Clap means chlamydia.
Clap.
You've not heard it before.
Well, no, I've heard it before, but it was in a different sense.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I know. I told you I know this guy. Well, it's up to you to also have your own understanding to it. So I had a questionable sexual past to the point where I have had the clap so many times when I take my pants off, it sounds like a standing ovation. Yeah. You see, so when he said it comes in a lot of context, so yeah,
like, can you, because it's too big for my head to analyze, so I okay. think, can you come again?
Okay, all right. So he said, I had a questionable sexual past, so I'm to the point where I have had the clap so many times. Yeah. When I take my pants off, it sounds like a standing ovation.
Yeah. I think she deserved the standing ovation because we need to emphasize more on the questionable past. Yeah.
And then, Matt, I told you clap means chlamydia, right?
Yeah.
And chlamydia is actually an STI. So, yeah, he has had it so many times that even... no, that means they no longer clap for him.
Yeah,
they actually give him what, a standing ovation instead of clapping.
Yeah.
All right. So that's interesting. So this one said, okay.
The humor is in it is really dark.
Okay. So chlamydia passed through sex from a girl I was seeing to me. She got it from a guy she was seeing right before me. She didn't know she had it. Wow. Do you understand? That's how he got his. So chlamydia, he had chlamydia. So it was passed through sex from the girl I was seeing. So this makes me ask the question, can it be used passed through other ways apart from sex? I think it's sex for chlamydia.
I think it's strictly sex.
So it passed through sex from the girl I was seeing to me. She got it from a guy she was seeing right before me. She didn't even know she had it.
Yeah, usually with sexually transmitted infections, like, there are a lot of people that live with it and they have no idea they're living with it. So
exactly.
It's something really crucial.
Okay. So the same thing. So I hooked up with a girl. She didn't know she had it. We ran out of condoms too. So sent it anyway. So she sent it anyway. He sent it anyway. Even though... So chlamydia is like pissing razor blade and... Your dick is 1,000 degrees.
What is dick?
D. D.
What's that?
It starts with D.
Okay.
Man, I'm coughing. Don't do this to me.
The terms are too big for me.
All right, I know.
First of all, condom. I think it's going alphabetically. C-E-D.
Okay. So they said, I used to live with a girl who was dating an engineer training to be a NASA astronaut. He found out she has cheated on him when she showed up for a physical test with. I mean, this one doesn't make sense, right? So let's move on. I think I got one from Jodel in Accra. So my ex-boyfriend cheated on me and gave me chlamydia. He told me via test while I was at work picnic. So that was fun. My ex-boyfriend cheated on me and gave me chlamydia.
Yeah.
He told me via text while I was at work picnic. So that was fun.
Wow, that's messed up.
Yeah, it's messed up. But how was he able, like, how would he know that she was actually at a work picnic? Because the moment you have your result, I think you should just say it to your partner, no matter the moment. Or do you think there should be a specific moment to say this to your partner?
Maybe it could be he had no idea that she was on the picnic.
Yeah, so that's it.
Yeah, so...
So I don't think we have to blame him.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't care. At long as he needed to tell you. So
yeah.
That's that.
But damn,
mm-hmm.
It's really messed up having to contract something.
Yeah.
From someone that cheated. Like, it's really a messed up situation. You are in a relationship, someone goes outside of the relationship to bring in something.
That you have an evidence.
Yeah.
Right, that's how it looks like. And sometimes people actually share chlamydia or STIs without them even knowing who gave it to who. That's the situation in which both partners actually cheated on themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even the guy, it could be that he got it from his previous relationship without him having an idea of who exactly.
Okay. So, I think, yeah. So, I remember when I first went to university in level 100. I wanted a boyfriend so bad. So, I eventually got one. He was my spec. When you say spec, you understand. Yeah. Yeah, good. And everything. Well, apparently, he had a girlfriend in Europe. So, he spent my money and stole some and left me with STIs.
Guys, people should calm down.
Okay.
But I think the whole story is one-sided.
Yeah.
It's all guys bringing it in.
I know, right? But, yeah. Well, let's move on. You never know. So, I use condom anyways, right? I kiss. I finger. I suck boobs.
She did what?
He said, the person is saying, I use condom always.
Yeah.
And I also kiss. I finger. And I suck boobs.
That's a female talking.
That's, I think, a guy talking. Come on.
Oh, okay. Because the subject from the beginning was a female, so I...
Okay, this is another one.
Okay,
I haven't contracted an STI before.
Yeah.
I've had multiple sexual partner in the past. Can I get HIV? I've never gone raw before.
Yeah, it's possible.
It's possible.
Yeah. I think we
should wait for the sign.
Yeah. Because with protection, I think you can contract some infections that are meant to be sexually via maybe kissing when both parties involved are having maybe sauce
in their mouth. Yeah.
So if it involves bleeding, then I think
there's something of that sort.
But I don't know why HIV, for example, is strictly sexual.
Yeah.
While it can be transmitted via blood transfusion, even by mabobbing. Yeah. I think you can have that.
I feel like from the onset, you know, the HIV itself doesn't stay outside for long.
Yeah.
All right. So when, for instance, there is an exposed skin where there's blood and then the person is HIV positive.
Yeah.
I think the fact that it's exposed makes it stay outside, I mean, for long. And when that happens, that means that the HIV virus, I shouldn't say HIV virus. The HIV, because when you say HIV, it's mixed up.
Yeah.
So the HIV itself will die at that particular, given time, right? Yeah. So that means that when somebody comes in contact with the blood, no. But then when the blood is transfused, you know, we do everything possible to just keep the blood very fresh. And so you are keeping the virus alive as well. So that's why it's very easy. I think so. That's why it's very easy to actually get the HIV
sexually.
Because when it stays out for long, it dies itself.
But then I don't know if you're going to waste so much time on this particular mm-hmm. topic, but it baffles me.
Yeah, tell me.
The fact being that mosquitoes, yeah. when mosquitoes bite you,
yeah.
and then they bite another person,
but they don't,
you're not like,
the
you
virus
don't,
yeah, not the,
the virus isn't.
Yeah, it's weird, right? It's weird. But we should know. Or we've not got it there yet. Yeah, I think this is
me personally. I haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah, no, me too.
You should be in the better position or in the closer position.
Me too. Well, it's weird, right? It's weird because I mean, there's a change of blood, but then I think it still comes to the answering the fact that, you know, the virus actually needs a specific place to live, right?
Yeah,
so virus actually get into cells to grow. That means they can't live without the cells,
yeah,
because they use their cells to do stuff, right?
Yeah,
so what happens is that when they use the machinery to do stuff. The cells machinery to do stuff. So when there is no cells, that means the virus will not grow.
Yeah.
So what happens is that, okay, if that's the case, when they get into the tummy of the mosquito, yeah. since they wouldn't have cells to work with,
yeah.
I think they die. So yeah. that means when they are transferred to another body,
yeah.
it doesn't work effectively. I hope I make sense. I hope it's true though. But
yeah,
I'm not very,
yeah, to
very
me,
sure.
To a certain degree, it might make sense to me, yeah, but then to the viewers.
To the viewers, because definitely before the virus work, I mean HIV, most virus actually need cells to grow on, to yeah. grow, because they can't work on their own. Virus is not actually a cell. And then we need a cell to grow as well. So they also would have to depend on the cell. But then when the mosquito take our blood, they get into the tummy of the mosquito. And when virus are there, they don't have cells to grow with. And so they end up dying in the tummy of the mosquito. I think it makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Let's move on. This one says, my sperm smells like fish.
Like, how did he even take it close to his
No,
nose?
For me, I think it makes sense, right? You know, when females get infected, I mean, over there. When I mean over there, I hope you understand.
I don't understand anything.
Okay. Quickly. The vagina smells like fish. Right?
I have no idea.
You have no idea.
So, how did you know? How did you know about that?
We learned it. Come on.
You
I mean,
school,
they will agree with me.
They taught
it
you
smells,
that.
It smells like fish. So, the guy is afraid no that his sperm also smells like fish. Then they'll be having a fish baby. That would be a kind of tilapia they'll be giving birth to.
An Aquaman.
But I don't think it's actually STI.
Hmm.
Well, how did he even know his sperm? I mean, he...
That was the first question I asked from the beginning. Like, what occasion led him on to bringing this sperm close to his... People are wild.
Maybe I should try that at home. No, I mean, how come he had that idea? Isn't it weird?
It's not weird. It's crazy.
All right. Let's move on quickly. So, I chop. When I say chop, you understand? Because this kind of pigeon.
Me, this one thing you should remember, like, yeah. I'm still a young person and I'm less experienced.
All right. Me
no,
too.
Forget
see,
the young
no,
part.
No, age. Listen, age is not actually the issue here.
Yeah.
Because maturity and experience
yeah,
is...
Yeah, that's why I refused it. I said I'm not experienced enough because most of these terms and
so between you and I, who is experienced?
One of us is experienced.
Okay,
but
fine.
It's not me.
Me too, it's not me. Who else is here? We never know. Okay, let's quickly move on. So I chopped this girl twice. Now she claims she has given me STI. So I say which one? She says she no good talk. So which of the
she told him that she gave
I think
him
this
STIs.
One is PG, so it's a little bit complicated. So I chopped this girl twice, and she claims she has given me STI. So I asked which of the STI so that he can go and what treat it. Okay. So he will not go and waste the money doing a lot of tests.
Yeah.
So finally, he went to, you know, test it, and then he saw that it's actually STI. No, it was negative. For him, it was negative. But then the girl is asking for money. You say, let me just put it simple like this.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the guy said he chopped the girl 2 times.
Yeah.
And then the girl was claiming she actually gave her what? STI.
Yeah.
And then the guy was asking which of the STIs, because there are tons of STIs.
Yeah.
So when he goes to the hospital, he knows that, okay, it's chlamydia. Yeah. Okay, I know it's HIV. So test for HIV.
So we don't spend time
and
money
stuff
point,
like that.
Yeah.
So apparently he eventually went to do it, and it happened that it was negative.
All of them, all the tests. Okay.
So the girl called back and was like, no, give me mine to also go and test. Yeah. And treat myself.
But so this is a messed up situation.
Is that first a new all, way to ask for money or what? That was first before you... Because I feel like the girl is finding a way to ask for just when, money.
I think if it's not something in regards to pregnancy,
mm-hmm.
like, first of all, you're making a big offense.
Yeah.
Telling him you gave him STIs.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how she grew balls, even though she's a female, mm-hmm. to tell him, to demand for money after telling him mm-hmm. outrightfully that she has given him STIs.
Yeah.
She should be trying to hide away from him, not exactly. asking for money.
Exactly.
So I don't even know whose balls she stole, maybe, because as a woman, you can't have balls.
Yeah.
Whose balls she stole to actually approach him and...
Now they have balls. No, those are oranges.
Well, I just to remind you, one of us is experienced, but I obviously do not know what he's
talking
about.
Don't do this to me, I'm coughing. So my husband keeps giving me STI and he wants...
Is that he keeps giving me STIs.
Hey. We are in a messed up world. Trust yeah. me. But so like, that means different the, types of STI.
It doesn't even mix. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
maybe different types changing, of STI. Yeah. No, yeah. He's a legend. He's a legend.
And so what people actually think is, when I get STI, that means one of us cheated. Do you think it's really true? Because based on this, look at what the person said. My husband keeps giving me STI and he won't stop lying about it. And he won't stop lying about it because, sorry, my husband keeps giving me STI. He won't stop lying about not sleeping with horse. You know what I mean?
I don't know, but I think from the way you spoke, I can have an idea of what you're talking.
Okay, I'll put it on screen.
Okay, because the only horse that I know is
an animal,
the stallion, okay. The animal. So
you mean stallion?
Yeah, like horse, the animal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
my question was, do you think the moment one partner has an infection, STI, does that guarantee the fact that one of them cheated?
Not necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a double approach to this.
Okay, tell me.
The medical approach uh-huh. and then the general idea.
Okay.
Medically, mm-hmm. it's understandable. I think it shouldn't even be restricted medically. It yeah. shouldn't be medically restricted.
All right.
I think it should be a general ideology
mm-hmm.
that people should know that, for example, HIVs, there are other infections that mm-hmm. are termed sexually transmitted infections like mm-hmm. the HIV
mm-hmm.
that can be gotten from various means as well,
yeah.
like the blood transfusion yeah. and other stuff. So
yeah.
you can easily have them through this means. So, mm-hmm. but then it's generally believed,
mm-hmm.
and we can as well bring the medical aspect yeah. in it, being that it's to an extent, it's difficult to get HIV.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about viruses needing an accommodating
okay.
cell,
mm-hmm.
an accommodating medium.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the probability of someone getting some of these sexually transmitted infections are low.
Mm-hmm.
That's relative to...
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
To the sexual...
Exactly. Exactly, because, well, actually, for instance, HIV, they actually deal with lymphocytes.
Yeah.
So when it happens that you don't have lymphocytes,
yeah.
that means you might be safe from what? HIV.
Yeah. That's lymphocytes are protective bodies.
Yeah, exactly. So quickly, let's move on. My friend sleeps, so that means that it doesn't guarantee the fact that if someone, one of our partners have STIs,
yeah.
they actually cheated.
Yeah, it yeah. doesn't. But
you guys, it's not like that, right?
But, according but, to but it's that. Mostly probable.
Yeah. So how many percentage then? 90%.
We are not mathematicians. We are not statisticians.
My friend sleeps while wearing condom. I asked him why, and he said he has been having weird dreams lately. He's afraid he will catch an STI. Is that person mentally okay?
I'm sorry. Maybe he might be having some sexual relationship with demons. Yeah. So he's trying to protect himself because
that's really spiritual, yeah. Because and I don't want to get in deep to spiritual issues. Deep. Okay. I don't want to get into spiritual issues.
Someone is proving himself. So no, that's absurd. Like how would you say wearing condoms?
Yeah. That shouldn't even be part of the conversation.
I think it's just being sarcastic.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe it's really true that he's having a lot of sex, which is okay if you are protecting yourself. That's why I asked you, how much do you spend on protection?
Me, I only spend
on I know what
the armor, the body armor. Yeah.
So I really need help. The last time I had sex was on the second, long time. Second.
People are having sex in this life.
Yeah. Even as we speak. And someone is also sharing STI.
We will be waiting till after marriage.
So which is about, you are waiting or we are waiting?
I'm waiting. Okay. I speak for myself. Okay. I'm sorry for time.
Which is up.
Yeah, all that medical home. Something now. I'm not serious medical student. All right, just, all right, I'm all just right, trying to be professional.
The last time I had sex, right, which was about 4 weeks ago. Now I feel this little itchy rashes or bumps on my private part. They are really uncomfortable. I can barely sleep. Now my problem is, which STI can that be? You know, I wanted to ask you this question. Is it really necessary to know the kind of STI before you go for the test? Or you should just basically test for all STI in case you just got one?
I think to save time and to save thoughts and self-analysis, I think it's medically advised.
Yeah.
Not just medically, it should be advised that you go, because you, even as a medical personnel, if you're a medical, if you studied medicine, okay, it's not necessarily that you can easily analyze what kind of STI it is. So I think to have, if you're really a serious person and you're up to find accurate results,
a serious person,
it's better you just go directly to
But should you test for all the STIs you have?
Yeah, of course.
HPV, HIV, chlamydia, gonorrhea, the list goes on.
I think based on based on consultation with maybe the lab technician or the doctor.
Yeah.
I don't know who is going to be involved at this point. So from the symptoms you are having based on the communication, they might.
But I feel like you should also test for other ones, you know, if you have the means, because you never know. Normally, when you have HIV, it's quite easier to get other STIs. Yeah. That too is very important.
I think they are common sexually transmitted infections.
Mm-hmm.
So if you come with them and you give the symptoms, I think the experts can easily, you know.
So this one said, I will never forget to use a condom. Chale in Ghana means like...
I know. I'm a Nigerian. I should know what chale means. Yeah, let's continue.
Don't make me laugh again, because I'm coughing. Matt. So
I think you should go for that STI.
No, this one has nothing to do with STI, guys. The weather is very... I actually got this from you, you know.
No.
All right, let's move on.
I'm not coughing. You are the one coughing.
So I will never forget to use a condom, Charlie. As I get gono this year, I will make very careful. So say next year, I no go get STI. I go wear two condoms if possible, because the streets aren't safe at all. Good. They regret after doing their thing.
Yeah.
How come they are not always conscious when they're about to do their thing? When I say the thing, you understand?
I don't understand, but I can deduce what you're trying to insinuate.
I want you to explain to the people because they might not understand.
No, you brought up you're expecting me to understand. Me, I'm so just trying
based
to
on you understand,
grab
what,
an
okay,
idea.
Okay, the idea you have, please share it with our people.
Yeah, I don't know, because I have a lot of things in my head right now.
Well, it's really problematic. Yeah. The moment, what happens that people actually forget about them, most important in protecting themselves? Because you see people who come one time, something, and then...
It all comes down to self-discipline. When you allow the... Why are you excited?
Yeah, because there is something huge. I mean, you straight to the point...
No, I think some people allow their sexual urges to overcome them, to control them.
Mm-hmm.
So it controls them to an extent they forget to do what's necessary.
Okay.
And I think you should prioritize self-control, especially when you choose to be on the street.
All right.
Yeah. All right. The street ain't safe.
All right. All right. Let's go. We actually have a new person in the studio. Yeah, he came late. Yeah, he need to be last. I mean, he made us cut several times our video. So you guys, if there are bombs in the video, please forgive us. All right.
Come late is ambiguous. So
yeah, it's up to you to understand. Must you do everything about sex because we are talking about STIs?
You brought me into this. So
no, I just said he came late.
Yeah, that I said it's that's ambiguous. Another problem.
So yeah, so guys, we are moving on quickly with this one. So it says, so where to condoms? The street aren't safe.
Two condoms.
Yeah, if possible.
I think some of these questions it should be me asking you because you seem to have more experience. And I
no,
think
you just said one of us have the experience, but we don't know yet. It's up to the third person to judge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So do you think wearing two condoms are actually advisable?
Yeah, double protection makes sense.
Yeah, are you sure?
I just from a layman understanding, I haven't found myself using condoms.
But then it was made to wear one of them, not two. If it's supposed to be worn like twice or something like that, they would have done it like that. Don't you think it's too thick?
Yeah, it's absurd actually to think about wearing two, but then yeah, I think as he's long taking as, prevention yeah, too
as
seriously.
As long as it doesn't actually hurt you in the process of doing whatever you're doing, I think it's okay. All right. So this one says, the first time I cheated on my babe, I wasn't lucky enough and contracted STI. I've been avoiding her for almost a month because I wanted to heal myself without her knowing about it.
He but wanted I'm okay to heal now. Himself.
Yeah.
You have an STI. Maybe, okay. It depends on what kind of STI, first of all.
Because yeah, but some have, STI you can treat yourself.
Yeah. When, okay. If, for example, it's HIV, for example, that has no cure, then it would be ridiculous.
But then the fact that he's saying that he wants to treat himself before telling whosoever his partner is, is very bad. Maybe you also gave it to your partner. So listen, how about if you treat yourself and you happen that you sleep with your partner again, and then maybe you gave it to your partner earlier on, then your partner gives it back to you. That means that you have started from where you started from.
Yeah.
So I think it's okay. That's why it's always advisable that when you have STI, talk with your partner so that you both get treated. You don't treat yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Except if you are looking forward to not sleep with the person again.
Yeah. You know, some people just act based on what they think without having to think so much about the logic behind some certain stuff.
So he found out I gave him STI. He hasn't really said anything, but I don't know how to approach him now. Yet I've come to love him so much. What do I do now? So I'm freakily embarrassed.
So you said he found out I gave him STI. How is he sure that she was the one that actually gave... Oh, maybe he knows she's the only sexual partner.
Yeah, but you never know.
Yeah, you still never
the
know.
The girl shouldn't be actually be embarrassed because you never know. Maybe he cheated on you too.
You know, the context need to be clear.
Yeah, but I hope you understood it. He said he found out I gave him STI.
He hasn't. If she's speaking this way, then she knows she has something.
Yeah.
If not, she would say he claims.
Yeah.
But it's not he claimed. Yeah. He found out, so she's in agreement.
Good. Did you read law before? Have you?
I think a lot of people have suggested that I should have studied law.
Yeah, because your sentences actually, you take every word very serious. All right, guys, I recently realized I got STI. I did my mass. Well, mass came in. And it was this girl I had some couple of sex with who gave me that. I felt some way because I have infected innocent people. They are all my exes though. What?
He's in the street and he's blaming it on one particular person. No, he's not serious.
He's not serious. So we don't have to discuss this issue.
No, he's not a serious person.
So this one is very important, right? You know, hookup girls say make raw. Now she can't get STI if I no come from inside. I was so sad for her because it means say people raw, where she figure say she be safe. You understand?
A hookup girl
yeah
said he should fuck raw
because before she can contract STI,
yeah,
then she would have to ejaculate in her. Is it ejaculate?
I don't know, but
your erect is when the penis is strong. Ejaculate means release.
These words are too big on me. Exactly. Yeah.
So before, to according to her, before she can actually contract the STI, there should be
involvement of
ejaculation in her. That means the semen would have to go to her.
Yeah.
So the guy was like, he feels bad because with that, the girl actually told us how you get STI.
Ah, wahala for the guy too, eh?
Yeah, but I mean, thank God he knows. Yeah. Like, I mean, the girl is ignorant.
Yeah, that's if he hasn't actually...
No, but he realized that. I mean, if the girl is saying this, that means that a lot of people have done this to her.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
And it's very bad. I mean, it's a job. As a hookup girl, you should know a lot. Some condoms that are actually very allergic. You should know all those stuff. If you're allergic to those kind of condoms, so you can avoid them.
Me, I feel like the hookup girl knows what's up. She's just saying it.
That's work hazard.
Because how confident are you even? He shouldn't actually feel bad for her. Because if she has brains, is she going to control the guy?
We are very sorry. No, I'm apologizing on his behalf.
Yeah. Yeah, we're sorry. But she should know better that she can't control another person trying to ejaculate in her.
Yeah, yeah.
So she knows what she's doing.
It's very risky.
The guy she took the risk.
Yeah.
So she's up for the risk.
Yeah. Maybe there's something there aside that. Maybe she's just deceiving the guy.
Yeah, exactly. She doesn't know anything. I feel like she's just trying to be manipulative.
Okay.
Act innocent.
Okay, they said, how do someone know if your girl actually has STI? Aside the sign, the clinical sign. So they said, the guy said, finger her, then stop and start doing the kissing. While at it, let your finger dry. If she got STI, your fingers will start itching.
I think I've spent...
you should try it and let's see. Everybody has, I mean, how you've done it before and didn't work out.
Celibacy first.
Okay.
Anything sexual, I'm going to wait till after marriage. Yeah. I have said it earlier. Yeah, so I think that would be subject to you.
You'll cover that sound. I mean, that sound should work.
I think that one is subject to you now to try because I have my priorities and principles straight. So I think you can try it. But that's ridiculous.
No,
I think we shouldn't even apply logic to try to explain it.
Because you are trying to basically think your finger is a penis, which is not the case. Then dildos should have also been complaining of.
What are dildos?
They are stones.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'm learning a lot. So stones.
So I had unprotected intercourse some days ago. Now I have a burning sensation in my D. When I say D, you understand. I beg, what medicine can I buy to get rid of it? I might have caught an STI. Help. Help, Bilal, help.
Burning sensation.
Yeah. No, but again, one important thing, not all these kind of things that are actually STI.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's also. Sometimes frictions might happen and can lead to a lot of stuff aside that.
Friction.
Sometimes friction. Yeah. When I say, you understand, you did physics, right?
Yeah, I did physics, but I can't, correlate it to
friction
it.
Is when two bodies actually have an
idea. So friction with his trouser or what sense of friction?
See, when you're having conversation with old people, it's very complicated. Yeah, so I think we are getting to the end. You are going to tell us about your experience. I've not forgotten that. So, okay. So I have unprotected sex last 2 weeks and he came in me. It was good. But he's scared to check for HIV. I mean, if you enjoy the toughing, you should be... They said something like that.
Sorry, can you come again?
He said, I had unprotected sex last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And he came in me. Yeah. It was good though, but when is the best time to test for HIV? I think I'm scared. You should check for it. But then, I think you should wait for signs. No, I think the earlier the better. Before you even attempt doing the sex, you should have even tested.
Yeah, right. The deal has been done. So yeah, I think it's better she walks.
You should do it quickly.
Quickly and so as to try and reduce the
So effect. The guy's always wanting head, right? Be careful. One Jodel girl gave me an STI. Jodel is application. One girl from that platform.
You know a lot of stuff. STI. Eh? Even that head something, I don't really understand, but we are good.
Head.
Like head. She nodded head. Him. Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. So one Jode girl gave me STI through BJ. Blowjob. Be careful. Yeah, it's true. Can I get STI through blowjob?
I think
people ask this question a lot. But if the guy is really sure that he had STI through blowjob, then that means it does exist.
Through oral sex, I
oral
think.
Sex. He like to put everything in correct English. But through, it's the same thing, blowjob.
Through oral sex, I think the person giving the head is subjecting herself more to the infection than the guy. Because I think through the saliva, the saliva isn't going to do the guy any harm.
Yeah.
So I think in the semen, this presence of the virus can live in the semen.
Yeah.
So, and if it happens that maybe she has some sauce, maybe if not even on the saliva, maybe down there or somewhere.
Down there or down the throat. Down the
throat.
Throat.
Yeah. So I think basically the person giving the head is subjecting himself to
For me, this is how I see it. All right, now it's very easy to get it when it comes to the fact that it is the guy actually giving the head. Now this is a situation in which there are some viruses known as the HPV virus.
Yeah,
right. It's also hepatitis. Sexually transmitted HPV. Human papilloma virus.
Okay.
Hepatitis B 2 can be sexually transmitted.
Yeah.
By this time,
HBV.
So now I'm talking about HPV. Yeah. HPV, human papilloma virus. Yeah. So what happens is that, you know, this situation, it can be, contracted, okay, when it's through oral sex.
Yeah.
That's when the guy is actually giving the head to the lady.
Yeah.
So it's actually there's a situation in which the HPV quickly can get into the person's
and
give throat cancer in the process.
And I think the vaginal fluid
is the HPV that I know, I'm very sure that can also have, can lead to that when it's head and blowjob or something.
Yeah.
But aside that, the other STIs, I have no idea. You don't expect me to know everything, Matt. Okay, I think... this is the last one, right? So, Charlie, I was feeling uneasy. So, I went for a test a couple of days ago. Turns out I have STI. So, I started treating yesterday where them give me injection. Apparently, it's for a couple of days. That means the injection, it will have to.
Yeah.
So, I went to day two. As the next day come, give me the injection. No, she shout, hey, you didn't change your boxers from yesterday.
Wahala.
Nurses, when they see stuff like this, they don't want to keep quiet. But then it's good to change your boxes.
Yeah.
It's good.
That's really
how
messed
many
up.
Times
at
do
least
you change your boxes?
Even
in a week.
In a week.
Yeah, or it's personal.
For me, I change it every day.
People change it twice a day. So that means you changing it every day has
no,
started.
No, but yeah, I'm comfortable it twice with me changing it every day.
Do you prefer to buy a cotton boxer or for the brand? Do you consider the quality over the brand or what?
Yeah, the quality.
The quality. Yeah. So you don't care if it's cotton?
Yeah, I don't.
Thankfully, the brand, they do quality stuff. So, okay, so I think we've come to the end of the video. All right? We've come to the end of the video. I think the rest of the stuff, there are too much. We can't say it all. We can't read it all. Good. So,
just to remind you, you wanted to know my experience.
Yeah, tell me your experience quickly so that we can bring this video to an end.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I thought you said before celibacy.
My experience.
You said before celibacy.
My experience is no experience. You didn't allow me to talk.
Okay.
My experience is no experience.
Uh-huh. Or is someone's experience?
No, it's actually my experience.
Okay.
My experience is no experience.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense. Just make it make sense.
No, tell me, explain. I don't understand.
My experience is no experience.
That's your experience?
Yeah.
You've not experienced it?
I have not experienced it.
You should just tell me that.
So you people were expecting me to... Of course, I prioritize that celibacy. So if somebody...
No, maybe you are lucky. You've never had the STI. Well, for me, I don't know.
I think if it's not... if it's sexually, then it can't be me. Probably maybe at the barbing salon or maybe blood transfusion or any other means. But sexually, that sex thing, I I have never.
I mean, guys, you've come to the end of the video because if you allow my guy to talk, I know him very well. So the most important thing is that you guys should actually protect yourself out there. As we speak right now, people are actually having sex. They are sharing next year. You never know. You can't trust anybody.
I feel like you're taking it personally. You said you know me very well. I'm just speaking facts. Maybe you are envious of me.
I don't know because you're on camera, but whatever he's saying, I mean, we said a lot of stuff off camera.
No.
Yeah.
Remove that tweet. You have
moved. Anyways, I'm joking. So yeah, you guys should take care of yourselves. It's really important, you know.
Very important.
Yeah, you shouldn't think of putting on two condoms. I don't think I'm in for that. You should actually test yourself before, I mean, you know, getting into relationship. It's not only STIs. You can also check for, I mean, your compatibility. A lot of things goes on. I know in that moment, you're actually in cloud nine. You should always think of protection if it is just one
time.
I'm
still learning stuff.
And then, yeah, I think that's what I can say. Bilal, do you have anything else to say?
No, you basically said everything.
Are you sure?
You should prioritize protection.
This is the kind of conversation when you have with someone, it's like, okay, he said everything. Say something.
No, yeah, you should basically prioritize protection.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you feel like you've been exposed to a certain degree, then you should
look out for the signs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You should act as quick as possible because the more you keep waiting, the more it keeps
treating
developing
it, you have to treat it very well. Because when you take antibiotics and you don't take it at the right time, you know, in time, your bacteria gets, I mean, resistance. Do I see the bacteria get resistance to the antibiotics? And so it doesn't work very well. So when they ask you to take it morning and afternoon, do that. Don't wait. Don't say, I didn't have food to eat, so I didn't, you know, treat myself. It's really important to consider that as well.
Yeah, and I think another thing to consider is getting off the streets.
Get off the street. Yeah, carry yourself out of the street and get into your room.
Yeah, you should.
And do everything you want to do in a room.
Yeah, you should prioritize fidelity.
Yeah, fidelity.
Yeah. Is it? I got that from
French.
French.
Yeah.
So I don't know if
you should not
in
cheat
English.
Because basically, it's highly probable that it's through cheating that most of you actually get this particular kind of STIs. And I think we've come to the end of the video. And then before Bilal goes, all right. So Bilal, before you go, I normally do this with my guests, right? I ask them questions, okay, and then they are to answer within the next 10 seconds. And then if you answer within the 10 seconds, you get 10 points flat. When you answer the 5 seconds, you get your 5 points. Now the question is basically, I'll mention some professions in the medical domain, and you have to tell me what they do, right? Just like when I ask you who a nurse is, you know what they do. So we are just going to start quickly, and it's just 3, and people are already on the leaderboard. So it's
please just make it about organs. Easier.
No, I'm not making it. I set my
because
rules.
There are some stuff.
I set my rules.
It's easier to say because if
no,
it's
I set my
about
rules.
Profession, some of them cannot be put easily into definitions.
No, just tell me what they do. Okay, maybe they take off sick people. They do this thing. Uh huh.
Okay.
Right.
Let me give it a try.
Okay. So Bilal, who is a geriatrician?
Geriatrician?
Yeah.
Old people.
Yeah, I know it's old
people. He's concerned with old people.
Yeah.
That's direct.
Who is that person? The geriatrician? What does he do? That's what I'm asking.
He's based with old people. He takes care of old people. You want to?
I want you to say
yeah,
he takes
old
care
people.
Of old people, but then you didn't say it very early.
No, I said it very early.
You didn't say it early.
Give me my 10 marks.
You
old
didn't
people.
Say it early.
That's the best word there.
Yeah.
That's the best word.
No, it's not. It's not 10. I will not deceive you. It's 5.
Okay, then
okay,
how much? 5 points.
For now. You are still
okay,
having two
right,
questions
right,
to go.
Then.
Okay.
Cheating.
So Bilal, who is anesthetist?
Anesthetist.
Is it anesthetist or anesthetist?
Before surgery. He deals with anesthesia.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know. Just before surgery.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it should make sense.
It's before injury and after.
Yeah, but okay, during surgery.
No,
surgery
it's okay,
is the best
okay,
one.
I'll give you the 7 point.
Which I should have more than that.
No, then you should answer straightforward. Okay. So who is a nephrologist?
Nephrologist. Kidney.
Okay, kidney. 8. You shouldn't mention the word before you say it. Just tell me the answer. But when you say kidney, I don't understand. But kidney. I just give it to you.
I have it.
Someone who takes care of the kidney, something like that.
We need the best word, just the idea. So I think right. I'm good. Right, I should guys, have 30.
This has been it. I really enjoyed this conversation with Bilal, and I hope you guys enjoy it too. Do it to subscribe. Don't forget to click on the notification bell and leave a like. And tell Nigeria people, Nigerians, to actually watch the video.
Niger guys, I beg, do the needful. You should do justice. At least, if not to him, to me. Yeah.
Don't disappoint your guy.
This thing looks...
It's okay.
Looks sus.
Please don't over abuse my tent.
All right. Yeah.